talking about the COVID vaccine and how some people do not want to get the shot. And as a matter of fact, I've asked my sister, who definitely is in the range to get it, anyway, here in the state, here in Washington State, she is eligible. And I said, have you made your appointment? She says, no, I'm waiting for something more effective. And I'm going, what? I mean, we've got two vaccines here that that are 95% effective generally, and a third one that is coming along. I mean, is this something that is a common thought that these shots aren't effective enough?
No, not that I'm hearing that. I mean, 95% is as good as you're going to get.
that's kind of what I thought here.
Yeah, you know, the flu vaccine each year has efficacy anywhere between 40 and 70% each year. And most Americans, or a lot of Americans, take that every year. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's strange that I don't understand my sister's way of thinking, honestly. But then again, she's my sister. That kind of explains
of
a lot. Why are people not wanting to get this vaccine? What are the reasons? I'm not quite getting this.
Sure. So I think there's a number of things going on. You know, some people may not have confidence in the process. Others may not have confidence in the science. And then there may be still people who may have their own political or otherwise leanings. For example, we know that especially people of, from minority backgrounds, we know data shows us that African-American and Latinx populations often have more, doubts about the vaccine than do others. We also know the political leanings of individuals can have an impact. But also there's some people who just have a suspicion about how quickly it was developed, or is it safe enough, or is it effective enough. Now, none of these concerns are necessarily embedded in science or data, but there's also a lot of misinformation out there that leads to people believing in a certain way.
Mm-hmm. Right. One of the things that kind of gets me in this whole COVID vaccination and trying to prevention thing here is that there seems to be, aside from Dr. Fauci and maybe the CDC, there's no central, there's no coordination. Every state seems to be different, and every there seems to be a lot of, if you will, fingers in the pie. And I think that kind of gets confusing after a while. And am I kind of on the right? Anyway, that's my feeling about it. Could that be your feeling as well?
Well, I do think that there's going to be a number of lessons learned as a result of this particular pandemic response. And I think part of that lesson will be, as you're talking about, which is we've had every state have its own plan, have its own rollout, and have its own priority populations. That does confuse people. So you get both sides. There's people who really want it and will travel from one state to another to get the vaccine. And there's people who just, will rather defer for a few more days. But it is important, I think, it reminds us the importance of having a comprehensive response. And now we're beginning to see that. I mean, we're really seeing currently a very robust and more unified response to this particular pandemic that is still killing thousands of Americans, and it's important for us to make sure that people know what the best evidence supports, whether it's social distancing, whether it's wearing your mask, getting your vaccine. Everybody has to work in tandem if we are going to, be able to, for example, celebrate 4th of July. So we have now, light at the end of the tunnel. It's a matter of us following the science and ensuring that we can get this behind us. And it's important to follow those recommendations.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Gupta, let me ask you about the March of Dimes. Where does the March of Dimes come in on all of this?
Well, the March of Dimes, of course, has a long and proven history, which began really as the foundation that helped not only fund the research to create the polio vaccine, but also then launched clinical trials to ensure people's trust and the safety and effectiveness of the vaccine. So we've had a long history in not just advocating for good vaccines and advocating for making sure populations are protected, but also one of the few organizations in the world that is responsible for helping eliminate polio from the United States and most of the world. We believe because of that history that it's important that we continue to disseminate good information, science, and data that goes behind the vaccines for this pandemic in order to make sure people have the level of confidence that they need in order to get the vaccine.
So then let's talk to those people who haven't got the vaccine and they say, no, I'm not going to get it. What do you say to those people?
Well, the first and foremost I would say is this. We have now tens of millions of Americans who have received the COVID-19 vaccine. If we have found these vaccines in real time to be safe and highly effective. And these are being provided at no cost to the public. These costs are being covered by the federal government and by health insurance companies if you have it. Now, receiving this vaccine when you're eligible is an important way to protect yourself and the ones you love and care about from devastating consequences of this pandemic. We know that if we can have this widespread vaccination campaign, we could stop the spread of the virus, we could reduce the chances for new variants to come out, and then we can get back to doing what we were doing more than a year ago now. So it's about time we got back to the business and it started to feel like normal again. But the stumbling block now is to make sure that we are all vaccinated, we are protected, and we move forward as a community and community by community across the country.
There we go. Dr. Gupta, I have to let you go. Time is running short on me here. Where do we find out more about all of this?
Thank you, Ken. And you can always go to marchofdimes.org, marchofdimes.org to get more information, including extensive information on vaccines.
Dr. Gupta, I thank you for some time out. Best to you in Virginia, and thanks for stopping by here.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it.
All right.